Parshas Korach. Like in all the parshas that we speak about, Anoshim Gdolim, that did a chet. So, first of all, it's always divided into two inyanim. First of all, there's what the avera was. L'mashal, Yosef and the brothers, you speak about kina, as that was the sheirish avera. Zimri ben Solo, you speak about taiva. In each avera that the Torah calls an avera, there was a definite chet, a mitzat koichas hanefesh of the person. But big people, there's always the cheshbon also. A big person will not do an avera unless he has a good rationalization. So the mistake they saw is always ke'ilu, how did they answer it to themselves? Where did they see the mistake? So usually you understand these inyanim as being two inyanim. First of all, the koyach avera, l'moshe chayis koyach, you speak about the kina, and then you speak about the rationalizations, how he dressed up all his tainus in different tainus. But usually, it's supposed to be that the oimik, the rationalization, and the avera are one and the same. There has to be something in the taina itself that's a reflection of that koyach. L'moshel by Yosef, it says he was moitzi diba lehem, and the things that he was moitzi diba itself, he was shown that he was wrong. You're talking about the seichel's mistake and the drive, the passion for avera should be coming from one area. The Parsha Korach, there's a lot in Chazal about what was the mistake. He saw all sorts of inyanim, but the avera is seen just in Gidrei Kina itself. So obviously, it certainly was Mikina. I mean, the Gemara says Gemara Seita. They wanted what wasn't theirs and so on. But I want to try to understand the etzim vikuach itself in the tainus that they had. Lies a large indicator of where the mistake was. What were the koichas hanefesh that were mistaken? Where? First of all, the psukim themselves say it kamat mefurish, and Chazal pointed out that it was a machlekes between kahuna and levia. The machlekes of Korach in it expresses itself that ubikashtem gam kahuna. Rav Lechem Nei Levi, Shimon of Nei Levi, Ubikashim Gam Kehuna. It was a sichsuch between Kehuna and Levia. And as far as I'm misamik a lot, I mean, the Zayah is the first one who points it out, and he goes into the special midas of Kehuna and Levi. But Allah came to understand what does it mean to be kuach in Kehuna and Levia. Kehuna was a certain derech avodas Hashem, Levia was a derech avodas Hashem, and there was supposed to be, each one was supposed to find his makim. They didn't find his makim, and Levia tried to encroach on Kuna, and that's where they went wrong. But yeah, we have to understand what's Kuna, what's Levia. Levia is not just an assistant kohen. I mean, it's not just like you're talking about in Shevet Levi, there was a split between Moshe and Aaron. It's not just an assistant to the chayis to help wash the kohen's hands. You need staff, so the Levi is there also. Levia has a certain mahalach of Taira, how to prepare Leviim, and Kohuna has Ketusha, this is Taira, Ketusha. It's two mahalachim, each one has a certain teichin, and the problem started when Levi wasn't satisfied and wanted Kohuna. And we have to understand what the teichin of Kohuna is, what the teichin of Levi is. That's the first nekuda. Secondly, we spoke last week about the tainus of Korach. And again, there's teichin to those tainus. You have two analogies to ridicule Moshe Rabbeinu. One was Talas Shekula Tchelis, and one was Beged Shekula Talas Shekula Tchelis, and one was Bayis Mali Sfarim. That's an upshlok to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, I mean, in Ladina, everybody understands that in Din, it's the Knappa upshlok. But in Teuch, again, in Teuchen-wise, he was saying in those Misholem, he was trying to say something that would be this is his Shita, this is his Deya. And the Vikuach between Kehuna and Levia revolved around Tala Shekula Tchela versus Tzitzis, Bayer Shekula Molis Farim versus Mezuzah. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a test, after everything was all finished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a test, who's going to be the Kohen Gadol, to show everybody who's the Kohen Gadol, and who's the Kohen that really was up for grabs. And everybody gave it a makel, and Aaron HaKohen's makel was sprouted first, and it was the raya that he's the one roi for kahuna. So again, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just pick Milad Alma. The mice itself is kahuna. No, it's the mice of a shokate being pereach should be kahuna. And then, I mean, why? It's a similar. His was matzliach, and they weren't matzliach. It could have happened anything. I mean, it could have been in a lot of different. Any test could have served the purpose. In shokate itself, so Rashi says, because anybody who starts with kuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's memayer lefreya oisai, the mimenu. So that's true. But that's the end of it. You know, it's kahuna is so precious that anyone who starts with it right away gets punished. But the sign should be a sign why it's right to be a kohen, not why it's not right to start up with him. It's also a warning not to start up with kahuna. But it has to be a reason why there's a... I'd like to another inyan, which is the Gemara says. I mean, there's a whole takana in Gittin for kahanim get mekusha, because kahanim are kapti. So again, the tchunas hanefesh. If kpeda means chas v'shalom bad people, surly people, the way it's written, the way people understand it. I mean, kahuna comes from Aaron HaKohen. That it says about him, Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, that's Talmid of Shal Aaron HaKohen. It's hard to understand how you get a mean person out of Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. The tchuna that the Torah picks on Aaron is basically, it's a Kol Beis Yisrael, that everyone had a special kesh of Avat Aaron. And so how does his children become Kapdonim, that you have to be Mesakin a special get for them? Aaron HaKohen is seen as being the Oyev Yisrael and the Mekarev of Brias Lamokoim. Where does Kpeda come in his tool chest? Where does Kpeda and Kaas and these things come in? One more horror. There's a very famous story. I'll just bring it down. The Zohar says that Tzadik Katoma Yifroch is Soif Oisius Koirach. Koirach is the last oasis of tzaddik, katomer, yifroch. Very, very strange. I mean, it's you'd look for pasuk for koirach in kind of shem gadeah sort of. Tzaddik katomer yifroch is not the pasuk you would expect to read on koirach. Tzaddik katomer yifroch is the nicest pasuk about a tzaddik. It's always used on a big tzaddik. Well, where's tzaddik katomer? And seif oasis tzaddik katomer yifroch is koirach. And the elementary explanation is that seif shel davar he'll be metukin, but the parsha needs a hesbar on it. There's a gemara, a strange gemara, in Tainis. Gemara says that Choni Amagel was always bothered by the pasuk. Choni Amagel the gemara has two. Choni Amagel was a tremendous tzaddik. There were two maises with Choni Amagel. Two maises that we remember Choni Amagel. One maise was that it was Og Ugo. Whenever there was no rain, he would make a circle and he would say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not moving till there's no rain. And it would rain instantly. Chazal bring it down as the dugma, and then Chazal go off into which people were able to create the rain right away. And Davur in the Kulon is Choni Amagel. He had a grandson, Abba Chilkia. There was some other people that when he was Paul that came, Davur, the Kulhoin, that was able to press a button and Geshem would come, is Choni Amagel. That was, if I can't, the Gemara said, there's a little bit of Bikiris on him. Il mole Choni Ato, I'd be menada you, because that's not the way you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of Maaseh, you're like a Ben Shemeschata, and his father gives it. So Chazal said that it's an hoga, that's a highly unusual hanoga, not an hoga de Ritzuya, except for someone like Choni Amagel, who's lemaila from hanhogis of people, and he's like a ben ha-meschat of Neof. That's one sugi of Choni Amagel. Second sugya Chonei Magid is a strange sugya. It says that he always is bothered by a question. Oz ha'yinu kecholmim. That lasid lovay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shuv Hashem eshiv asiyah, and ha'yinu kecholmim, the 70 years of the Golos will have passed by like a cholim. So he asked me, Ikar denayim shivim shnin. Is it possible someone should sleep for 70 years? So the Gemara says he went to, so he fell asleep so he saw somebody planting a charuvin tree. He saw somebody planting a tree of charuvin, and and he asked him, when do you think it'll be ready? So he said it takes 70 years for charuvin to grow. So he told him, so why in the world are you planting it? 70 years is the lifetime of a person. Meisha said to him, shivim shana. So he told him, why are you planting it? So he told him that I found charuvin when I came to the world. I'm leaving charuvin for my grandchildren. He fell asleep, and he woke up. He saw it was giving fruit. So he saw it was a grandchild of this person that planted it, was taking fruit. He said, I must have been sleeping for 70 years. And the whole sefer dvarim, like it says in Chazal. It's a mudna, the whole parsha. Then he says he came to Beis Medrash, no one believed him, he's Chonei Magid. And he heard everybody saying, let's learn, there's a shtickle of Chonei Magid in the sugya, and let's do it aduch. And he walked around, and they weren't goyres him. And everybody was sitting and learning Chonei Magid's shiuri Chonei Magid, and he was just out of it, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take him away. That was the mind, Sipra Dvorim, that's the Gemara. It's a whole Sipra Dvorim are strange. The Gemara says in Chayris that everything in the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom, there's a certain tandem. It says a snake, an afer, which is a viper, the vicious snake, they give birth, whatever it means, once in 70 years. Again, I don't know what these are physically, what it means. And kenegdam charuvim is after 70 years. So there's a bria, charuvim is a bria that's once every 70 years. What kind of bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world? I mean, lele rik, it's a madna, it's almost a useless bria. You can never get anything out of it. To leave it as a Yerusha, that's all it's good for. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an oifin, we put Adam into the world, into Gan Eden, and he put him there la'avdol l'shamra. Because Avodas Adam is a netia and a zriya and a likut peiris. That's Avodas Adam. That's the sum. All of Avodas Adam is called Avodas Hagan and Shmiras Hagan and eating the peiris. If the bria was meant to be that the peiris would come straight out of the ilanis. That's the normal malach hadvar. A person is Neteah v'zerik, Adam and Chava, Olu l'mita shnayim, v'yod arba. The Neteah and the Zeria and the peiris come together. That's the Metzias normal Avodas Adam. And that way Avodas Adam is satisfying. A person takes something, he constructs, he bangs together a few boards, fixes it, and so on, and he has a table. That's avoda and the safe avoda is best when it comes together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made mehalche avoda in the bria because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to shalavek differently. It didn't quite shalavek like that. The nisayin of avoda is that the avoda is hayoyim lasoyson umachal lekavos charev. The etzem bria was a schalkus between the lasoysom and the kavos chorav. That made the bria not kaviyoch lalikus. There was a split between avoda and schar. At its best, it was hayoyim and mocha kipshutay. The sayest Adam was supposed to have worked Friday and not have to be oimid bin yisrael all Friday. And when Shabbos would have come, there would have been lekavos char, meaning it could have been for Eitzadas as well. That was avoda. It was the world ketikunai was still not the ultimate, but rather it was a metzias of hayom lasoysan umachol lekavos char kipshuter. After the chet, the split, the rift became much bigger, And there was a lot between the Ayyim and the Mocha was a lot more. Chazal describe it. They say Adam Arishan, the Chet was Paga Ochla. He ate the tree before it was ready. In other words, he tried to jump the gun and take the schar as part of it already. He couldn't live with the Ayyim Lasoisa Mochla Kabaschar. He wanted the Mochel Kavoschal to be Ayyim also, and that was where he was Nichshal. The Chet was, he couldn't live with this split between the Ayyim and the Mochel. That was the Chet. The Metzias of Olam Aschar is that in the Ayyim, Aschar Mitzvah by Al-Malekha is not only because you can't give enough to but the mitzias of the world of Aveda is that it doesn't have schar in this world. That's the mitzias of it. In this mitzias of Hayoyim and Mocher, the ultimate in that is Charuvin. Charuvin is a bria where everything else takes 3 months, a year, a few years, where you do the work. But like it says, like the Gemara Bracha says, Olam Chatir B'Chayecha was a bracha he gave him. Olam Chatir B'Chayecha, a person should see the fruits of his labor in this world. There's one Nisoyen, there's one Nekuda in the Bria where a person never ever sees the fruits of his labor in this world, and that's Charuvin. Charuvin is the Metzias where the Hayoim and the Lamachar are not in the same lifetime. The Charuvin you see is not from your Hayoim, and the Hayoim you never see that Macha, because Ayin Shana is the Mitzvah. So the ultimate in the Bria, the Nekud in the Bria, where a person, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Neiteh, this Mitzvah is Be'etzem, is in Charuvin. The Gemara says, why are they called Charuvin? Because they're Machrev the Shinayim. It's very hard to chew it. It's Machrev the Shinayim, that's why it's called Melashon Churban. It's because even when you eat the charuvin has a sweet center of sorts. That's, I guess it's nourishing also, I guess you can live on it. But it's something that you have to chew through all the bark and dry tree to get to it. Because even in the pre itself, the chewing and the getting the center out is two different worlds. You chew and chew. Anything the teeth is not meant to chew, food is not machiv teeth. Because food is meant to be eaten, and the teeth are capable of coping with food. But the charuvin is kuli eitz. It's not only the growing; it takes 70 years. The eating it takes 70 years. It's there's a chewing that's not eating, and eating that's not chewing. That completes. So that's why the eating into it is machir v'shinayim. Kenegdon, Chazal say the keneged of charuvin is af'er. Because the nochash is also, the bria of ra in the world has no peiris that we see. It's kuli churban. And the havana in churban that to see churban, to see the result of nochash, of ra, as being toiv, is in the mocher. In the hayoim, the nochash is kuli nochash. It's kuli churban. In the children of the Nachash, the Toitzah of Nachash, the Toitzah Toiv of Toiv Moed, Malach HaMavis or whatever, that's in the Lamacha. So the biggest Lamacha is 70 years, and it expresses itself in the Chelek HaRav, the Bria, in the Nachash, in the Malach HaMavis, all these in Yonim where in the Hayoim it's Kulei Ra, it's Kulei difficulty, and the Mocher is always past the person's lifetime. Sai in Nochash and Sai in Charuv. That's the Bria of Charuv. The people, the Moshel, it says Chanina Bni, Kol Oilem Kulei Nizayim Bishvul Chanina Bni, Chanina Bni Dailoi Bekaf Charuvit Me'erev Shabbos Derev Shabbos. So Kipshutai, it certainly expresses Histapkus Bemuot. Istapus b'muot is you know, you can't get ickier food than charuvin, you can't get less pleasant food than charuvin, and he's mistapik b'muot. It's istapus b'muot. Yeah, certainly so. But there's an oimek in Chazal. Chanino b'ni is the oivet who never eats the peiris. He's you know kol olam kol nizam shel chanino b'ni. Chanina Bni is the ultimate Ovid whose Paris is eaten by everyone else. Charuvin is not Paris. Charuvin is Kule Avoida. So the Daila Bekav Charuvin means he lives on Avoida. And Mishabbos L'Shabbos, it's tremendous, the Pnimius of Chazal. Shabbos is the Mochel Kabbal Schar. Chanina lives from Erev, he lives Mishabbos L'Shabbos. He's in the world of the Kav Charuvin of the Bali Avoida, who don't see Paris. And the world lives on his Shabbos. He's making Shabbos for the whole world. That's the Chanina. Neiros, the Eichel of Sheshes Me'avodah is Charuvin, and the Nizayin, Kol Eilu Kulin Nizayin, is the Shabbos of the world, and that's the Paris. That's the Toich, and that's the Pnimus of that Maim Chazal. It's a very, very difficult, of all the oil, of the hardest part of Avodah, people, the hardest part of Avodah is that gap between the Hayyim and Lamacha. If a person sees Tetzos immediately in what he does, so a person does. A person's made to work and to bring Paris. The further the Paris are away from the person, the harder the Avodah is. The harder that gap between Avodah and Paris is the Nisayin of the Bria. I'm not just saying Islam. The first Nisayin was Paga Ochla, that he couldn't wait between the Avodah and the Paris. He was Ovid Noite on Friday and couldn't wait to Shabbos to eat the Paris. So the Paga Ochla is. I once heard that there's a Gemara in Bamitzia that it calls unripe. The Gemara says about Rish Ezesim. Zaysim that are Rishoyim. That's the Losh. It's a Losh Mishnah. It's a Chesh Mishpik Alocha. So Chazal is, what's Rishay Zaysim? The Gemara says, Tirfe Zaysim, unripe Zaysim. Zaysim, they're not ripe and ready. They're called Rishay, Rishoyim. Notice the Risha in the Bria stems from the fact that the Pri is not Muchen immediately from the Malchei Avodah. That's where a person goes wrong. That's where he goes off. And you see it in those inyanim that a person has immediate gratification, even a mitzvah that gives a person a certain immediate high, people are into it. A mitzvah that the tzitzah of it takes a long time, people are just not into it. That's the Bri of, so the Bri of Charuvin and the Pri of Charuvin is that inyan. Choni Amagol was choite because he pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyach, that's the way Chazal described it, not a chet, but for us, such an hog is wrong, because he blurred that line. He said, now, I'm Og Uga, and I'm not going out, I want rain now. That was where he pushed. So if there was a Bikairis on Choni Amagol, it was because he needed the Pri immediate to the Avodah. There was no gap. So the tikkun for that was that whole second, that whole inyan of the Shivim Shana. There's an added knesh to what we're saying, an oimik nifla, in the pasuk of Beshuv Hashem as Shiva Siyan, you know, kichoyel mim. Right now, lemashal, when a person, let's take a mashal. A person worked hard for a long time. He worked hard and finally retired, and he can breathe a little easier. He didn't make any glick when he was working. So when he retires, he looks back at that kufa and he says, 50 years down the drain. You know, 50 years hard work. At least Baruch Hashem, now I can take it easy, but it's been 50 hard years, and I'm sure glad it's over with and fatigue. Let's say, on the other hand, the person was helping somebody, working very hard for a few weeks helping somebody. At the end, the person says, you know, you thought you're helping me. I want to pay you very handsomely for your efforts. Here's the money, this and that. So when the person looks back, so there are two different perspectives. From the front to the end perspective, it was all Avodah with a big lemacher. There was a tremendous gap from the Hayyim to lemacher. But when he looks backwards, It was, you know, he feels the time of the Paris Lamafreya. So you have an interesting Hechatimtze, where forwards it's Avodah without Schar, backwards the Paris lie in the Avodah itself. Hayinu kecholmi means that. Golos, frontwards, is kuloi avoda and meriris. And it's called kuloi hayoim, and the lamacher is lamacher shachayoim. It's long time off. Looking backwards, it's not like that. Looking backwards with the hair, what everything accomplished, and then it's just a cholam. The 70 years of kuloi, the hardship is a cholam because we see the reality was that it was kuloi, the schar was building up as we went along. Chani Amagel wanted to hear that. He said his mahalachov was instant payers. That was his darga. And b'meila, mi'ika, is it possible that there could be a cholam of 70 years? That the person looks back at his lifetime, Lamafreya, and realizes it only afterwards what was the Lamafreya. That was, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalatim debris of Charuvin in the world. And it's a dove niflad mait. This person planted stuff that his grandchildren would eat. He was Kula Avaida and his grandson was Kula Chila. The same thing with Chani Amagel. Chani Amagel said Torah and he wrote Sfarim and everything. And the Dor that learned it was his grandchildren. And he had no Shaykh to that Dor. It was the same thing. The Gemara says Mechad and Shmaitz and here in Shmaitz and Kamechani Amagel. They went around. They said over Shigachani Amagel and it's Gevaldik. It opens up all sugi. And Chani Amagel is not part of that Torah. So the tikkun, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, Ashlama, the tikkun, the flip side of Chani Amagel was that there's a mahalach where you say I want Geshem now, and he's kibben amischatef ne'aviv. But you also have to hear the other tzad. That a person can be oived ayin shana, and the biggest hayoim and the furthest lemacher take place between the gap of not even his son reaps his payers. It's phenomenal. Shivim shana means only grandchildren can reap the payers. So that because the person is a grown up if he has a child, and b'meila and his child is grown up, and shivim shana will always be past the child. So a child is still brokar avua. And so he would be eating the payers. It's not the child anymore. It's the grandchild. And the same thing with his Torah. In his dar, his Torah was, we don't know, and the dar where the Torah was mehadhed was his grandson's dar, and somebody told him, I'm a grandson of Chani Amagel, and that's where his Torah was, and he didn't exist in that dar. There's a mahalach in the Bria that has to be where the Hayyim and the Lamacha are two different worlds. That's the Bria. That was the parish of Chani Amagel. Levi and Kahuna are the Oivdim. Levi and Shevet Levi is the Oivd of Oivdei Hashem. And from this Levi, from Shevet Levi, who Levi himself was the Bechir of the Shvatim, Avoida starts Shevet Levi. And yet, the road of Avoida takes two prongs. It forks out into two Mahalchim, and both of them are necessary, two Amudim. Kahuna is immediate. Kahuna is the madrega of what's called Chani Amagel when Og Uga. Klal Yisrael itself has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu where, you know, you do mitzvahs, v'nasati gishman b'itom, v'shpati chayero, but it's not right away, it's not pressing a button. Kahuna is the ones that are married the bracha immediately. That's why Kahanim's reason him, because that's the metzias of kahuna is that from the doing to the accomplishing is keherifying. They're not machmits. The Gemara says that we're not worried about the menachas because the mokum's reason. In Beis Hamikdash, nothing takes time. The bread and the dough are hainu hach. The dough gets baked. There's no shehiyah between the lisha and the afiyah. That's the metzias of Beis Hamikdash because it's a mokum kahuna. The shokhet is the opposite of the chorav and the bria. The chorav is the mahalach of the biggest disparity between avoda and between avoda and peiris, and shkedim are the quickest. Kishokhet ani is rizus, like Rashi says, it's instant. So the pre of the kahuna shkedim because. There's zrizus. Take of l'smicha shchita. It's the 1, 2, 3 of the attachment of avoda to this. The Levim are the opposite. Levim is called Avodas Avodim. It's going specifically on the Shira, but Levim in general are called Avodah for Avodah. There, it's not only the Pshat that there's a gap between the Peiris to the Avodah, but their Avodah is not even the Avodah, it's the Hinim Muchanum Zuman for Etzem Asiyas HaMitzvah. And like Rashi says, Avodah is Avodah, it's Avodah for a purpose of a different Avodah. Ve'ezah, so Rashi says over there Shira, because Shira specifically goes to that. But even the Ankarach, it says he was from the Noisim Bekotev. But the Nesir Bekotev is also the taking of the Mishkan from Mokum to Mokum is Kuloi Hechatim Tzedik. That's the Metzias of it. It's a Hechatim Tzedik for selling the Mishkan to the Kanj to the Avodah. So Levia are the most removed from the Peiris. Their Avodah is not the Avodah that's going to give Peiris. The Avodah will enable another Avodah which will give Peiris. That was the Avodah of Levia. So Levia and Kahuna split on this very Nekuda. Kahuna is one extreme of Avodah, is the extreme of Avodah on such a Madrega that the Peiris are already there before you turn around. And Levia is, Korach, Levia, the Yetzirah lies always in Levia, the impatience of Levia, that Levia tries to get over to where Kahuna is. On the one hand, Lamashal, in the Chet HaEgel, the Levium were Cheshev and the Kahanim. Aaron HaKohen, as the Psukim go, had a hand in it. Because the Metzias of Chet HaEgel was the impatience to wait for the Lamachar. That was the Metzias of Chet HaEgel. That there was a Zman, and there was an Ace, and because the impatience to see already the Toitzah of the Avodah, they jumped the gun. Aaron tried to say Mocher. In other words, that was how Chaglachem Mocha Hashem, there's a tomorrow. That was what he tried to do, in other words. And he himself was also Nechshal. He couldn't get to the Mocha that was needed. He got to a Mocha, but not to the Mocha that was needed. Levium were the ones that stood strong, because Levium can wait. Levium is the Avodah where it's Avodah's Avodah. This is, you stand and wait. But the Tachlis is the Peiris. Beseda. My Tachlis is Avodah. There was a big Bal Avodah in Israel, in Shalayim, a Bresel Chassid, Bal Avodah Niflat Ma'oid. And his name was Shmuel Shapiro Zechon Yivracha. Extraordinary, something that we don't have a tefisin. He always looked for the most difficult, unappealing mitzvahs. And he called himself, it was a title of pride. In Yiddish, Ashvarz Zelner. Ashvarz Zelner means the soldier does dirty work. Schwarz is black, dirty. Zelner is a soldier. In other words, some people like to do dangerous and great missions, but limelight missions. Missions where you can... His tefis in Aveda was the grimier, the less noticeable, the further removed from the schar, the cheshev of the mitzvah is. Adrabah. Where a person works with the nitty gritty, with the back breaking, with the hard, unnoticed, difficult things that no one will ever know, that's where the schmaltz of Avodah lies. For the Bal Avodah, that's where. That was the Mahus of Levia. So in Chet HaEgel Faket, they stood on top. That was Korach's Taina. Korach's Taina was, it's clear, the Mahalach of the world today is that it's a talis of chulin with a chut of tzitzis. Like we spoke last week, the talis is kulei chulin. It's made out of cotton. It's not made out of varices. So it's made out of plain wool. It's not a tzitzis. It's nothing. And at the edge, there's a tzitzis. Like we spoke last week, the bias is kulei chulin. It's a table. There's chairs. There's water. There's a sink. There's a bed, and there's a mezuzah attached at the entrance. So the mezuzah and the tzitzis are both the seif pasuk of it, the end result of it, the lamacher of it. They were itching for the now. I mean, avad lo sid lovo yitzim mole aretz deyo kamayim lo yom echasim. The safe pasuk is that the batim should be Malayim Sfarim. The safe pasuk is the talis kulei tchelas. Avada lo said lovay il be. So they wanted it already to be like that. It's there already. You need kohanim when there's a disparity between, when there's a gap between avoda and peiris. You need kohanim to close, to bridge that gap. The impatience of Leviya, the nisayin of Leviya, of that chelak of the bria, is the impatience for the lamacha. And that was the pshat also in the Aveira. It said they saw pikeach haya. Kairach was a pikeach. Maro l'shtuzeh. So Chazal say he saw that in the Deiris, Lasid Lava, he saw that his children are going to be very big, shmuel, and so on. And b'meila, he figured nothing will happen. His pikeach, he was a real pikeach. He saw the future. And he was a Reyes Anoilach. He was a Reyes Anoilach correctly. He saw very clearly Shmuel. What he didn't understand was that there's a gap between the Hayyim and the Lamachar. In other words, his rationalization was Gufa, a reflection of his Chisarim. He didn't know that there's a gap between the Hayyim and the Lamachar, and a very big gap, a gap where he was swallowed under. And his deiris had no shaykhs to him. That Bnei Kairach, that it's Bnei Kairach that would come out alive, and he would be nivla. That he didn't understand. So in his very eagerness, in his very inability to work just with the hayyim, he swallowed the moch in the hayyim, and that's where it was nichshal. He saw Shmuel HaNavi now, not tomorrow. And b'meila, he acted as if Shmuel Navi was here now, and that was his mistake. That was the mistake. When they made the test afterwards, everybody gave him their makel, and his makel came out. So the pshat was, this was kehuna, and it's interesting. We once medayik, once it over, but I want to just understand a little bit differently. It says that the mata, everybody gave him their mata. And Mata Aaron was right away flowered, and they said, oh, he's the Kohen, and so on, and saved it, very good. Then it says that he gave back everyone their matis. It's modna, because I mean, what do you have to give him back for? I mean, put him back in there, make a bonfire out of it. I mean, they weren't Kli Kodesh. It wasn't like the machtes that they were makriv k'tayrus on. It says, because they were meisa nefesh, because they did this, because of that. It says reasons why it became a tzipel mizbeach. But here, I mean, they gave him the makkel. Everybody gave him a makkel, and his flour, and theirs didn't. So Gendik, so take theirs and toss it onto the junkyard. I mean, what's the... It says they gave back each, ve'ikach ish's matah. Everyone took back his matah. The Teretz is... No. Their matter would flower also. You need avoda in this world. Be'etzim is an avoda where there's a gap to the macher, and a big gap to the macher. You need one matter to flower so that you have a dugma, so that you can say there's peiris there. You have a dugma. A person can't live, and maybe the matters are just dead wood. Maybe nothing will come from it. So if Mata Aaron is Vayotzit sits, and there's a perach on it, and there's a shaket on it, so I say, oh, so these sticks are really, they took them back because someday theirs would flower as well. Once they have a fix on what's the safe pasuk, once they have a fix on the peiris, so they can stand and work work with Belev Sholim. The avodas perach is to work without a tachlis. A person can't work avodas perach. So if a person doesn't see peiris, it's avodas perach. If you see one stick with peiris, so they took back their matas. There's a long way to go. You have to use your matah, and it'll flower. Some people it flowers immediately, like Aaron HaKohen, and some people take 70 years. But there is sperm in it. There's the seed in it, and it's going to flower. In all the Mahalach, this is so much the teichin of so much of the problem of Aveda. A person who's matzliach straight off with his Aveda is beteva, but unless he has a tremendous yitzhara, the teva is that he goes, there's nothing that spurs a person so much to plant as pears. Sees the pears, he plants. The big problem starts when you don't see pears. The big problem starts a person learns and learns and learns, and someone else, this person's flowering, that person's flowering, that person's flowering, and he's plotting. He's learning seriously, he's really putting his time, really putting effort, but he's plotting. A person has nisyonis for tkufa, and the nisyonis don't give him anything but agnes nefesh. It's not as if a person has a nisyon to learn, not to learn, he runs away, he learns and he learns. He just has mafriyim nisyonis that he can spend a year and 2 years where he basically is treading water in his perception. That is the real hardship. To be misyageya for nothing. I mean, we're mispalim aleniga larik, lonela labahola. That a person works and works and works, and there's no payers, nothing's coming out of it. A person works on midas, a person works on this, a person works that. And the payers don't seem to sprout. So a person has to understand that if there's something wrong, if the person, in other words, a person's misyayetz, he talks it over with people who have experience like that, or whatever, and the person tells them, you're barking up the wrong tree. This is not where you belong. A person decides his avodah is to do A, B, or C, and he's not cut out for it. So he's planting the wrong, I mean, he's planting the wrong pears in the wrong place. His chachma was, it says the ground has different veins, and if you plant along each vein what's right, then it prospers. And he knew each soil, he knew exactly, even the same garden, there might be a different, a patch that's more acidy, a patch that's more loose, a patch that's this, and he was able to match up the pears for each thing. So that's certainly, if a person is barking up the wrong tree, he's barking up the wrong tree. But we're talking about a person who's doing the avodah that he should be doing, and the payers are delayed in coming. A person is zeicher to go into chinuch, and he works and he tries to mashpia this net, and he works and works and works, no payers. That is, if anything takes the time out of a person avodah, that's what takes the time out of it. For what? A person has to know. A person has to know that there is no such thing as avodah lirik. Emes avodah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach. It says, pamayim sholosh, the pasuk in Iyot, pamayim sholosh, I've got, what's the flush in the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metapel with a person, lebayidach menu nidach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does every effort to extract every last bit of good out of a person to bear fruit. Adrava, a person has to know if he's doing the right thing and he's doing it the emes of Leif Sholem, then the pshat is that he's doing avodas leviyah. His nisoyin is to sink in koiches, and adrabah, and maybe 2 generations later it'll be peiris. No one knows. No one knows what comes out of it. There is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let any drop of anything go lirik. If a person is mazriya zeren emuna, then it doesn't go levatola. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what type of tree it is. You're not a balabas. Some people have shkedim, some people have charuvim. But the avodah of charuvim mitzad avodah is the ultimate avodah. The avodah to sit and to plow and to plow and to plow, knowing that you'll never see the pears and your son will never see the pears. But there's a yoyim she kulei shabbos emnucha. There's a laosid lovei. That is shpitz avodah. That's the emes is avodah. That's the essence of avodah. And a person has to know it. It's nagea in personal nisyonis. It's nagea in hardship. It's nagea everything a person does, and especially some zeicha. And again, part of zeicha in to be mashpia and such. There is no lirik in avodah. And adarabe, the harder it is, a person is a chizuk, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu took one makel, and he gave a shevet that their avodah is a makel shoket. Their avodah is a makel that flowers. And so people will see that it's not dead wood that they have. It's not plastic. It's an eighth pre. What the peri is, we don't know. The big tzaddikim, the biggest tzaddikim, Shimei Choy, the Reb Chaim Doisa, they live off charuvim. Their avodah is an avodah of charuvim. They live off their kulei charuvim. The Chaim Ben Doisa is the ultimate tzaddik, and he's kol kulei. The nochash had no shlita over him because he's somebody that's kol kulei charuvim, and everything goes to the machah. That was the Mahalach Dozovet. So a person has to live with it. That on the one hand, a person has to be Maimah Emunah Shleima, that every Avodah has a Toitzah. It's a bracha, it certainly is a bracha, and a chizuk if a person sees it right away. But if a person doesn't see it right away, if a person has to still be Ovid, a person has to know that he belongs in this Nekuda, he's part of that Shevet, whose whole metzias is for the Lamacha, whose whole metzias is to see it. There's one Nechama. The Nechama is that it's only a one-sided perspective. In the big Lamacha, when there will be Paris, it'll be Lamafreya like a Cholam. He'll see that when I was speaking to this person, I thought nothing's going in, something happened to him. It took him 2 years, 3 years, he moved away, but it sprouted then. But it wasn't it's not disconnected. It's not I look back and say, well, I wasted 7 years, and now Kodesh Baruch has been very nice to me, and I'm getting schar. The bracha of Ayinu Kecholmim is Lamafreya is Galia Milsa. That a person will see that the charuvim that he planted, he was in this world we stand on top of the ground. On top of the ground, there's no vayotzet sitz and there's no perach in this charuvim, nothing. But if a person has a perspective from the teich and the pnimius, it did grow. It grew very slowly. But when a person is able to see everything, a person sees that it's being malapayrus. And lemafreya, we have the bracha that it goes like that. It's also true at Kufis. I remember B'didi, the Bein Azmanims were very short, Baruch Hashem, and Sukkot was a short 2 week Bein Azmanim. The third or fourth Sukkot that I was in Eretz Yisrael, the Yom Kippur war broke out. So I stayed.